Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
KFI's News Time 809. We welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. As always, we encourage early phone calls so we can get all the questions answered. First off, let us say good morning to Master Gardener Hal. Good morning.
Good warm morning.
It is. It is. But then again, that's almost redundant. As it has been. And then let's also say good morning to the old fish fryer himself. Ron Radiman's with us.
Well, yeah, it was a fun last night. You know, we were out there frying away, and it was just a nice crowd. It wasn't packed like it has been the last few years. Last year, of course, it wasn't packed, but
at all.
No, at least not at Walleye Weekend. It wasn't packed last year, but anyway, we had a real nice, consistent crowd. You never really had to wait more than, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes for a walleye sandwich or the dinners. And, you know, so it was busy, but yet it wasn't, you know, like...
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming, yeah. You know, and we had to kind of reinvent the wheel a little bit, too, this year. Things, you know, there's different protocols this year, so, you know, and of course... You know, it's hard enough to kind of get volunteers up to speed the way it is. And, if you give them an off year, or now it's been 2 years since a lot of these people have helped us. And we have such great, you know, our Evening Kiwanis Club, we should probably be talking about Radiman's here. But, you know, our Evening Kiwanis Club here in Fond du Lac, we've only got about 25 members now. I mean, we used to be 50 members, and we're down to about 25, just like every service organization. Mm-hmm. But we lost a few more this past year, just, you know, out of, if they don't have a job or they don't, you know, it's hard to recruit new members if they aren't working or not, you know, they have to have extra time to volunteer their help, not have less time to volunteer their help. And they, you know, and there's a financial commitment too, not a big financial commitment, but so, you know, we do pull off quite a bit out there at Walleye Weekend. You know, we're the biggest organization out there and one of the smallest organizations people wise. And so it takes, you know, you look around out there and when you're spread that thin as we are over a couple days of, you know, this, we don't just walk in there on Friday night and start selling fish. There's a week's worth of work and a month's worth of 2 or 3 months worth of planning and ordering. And of course, all that, you know, I mean, this year, well, do we order more fish than last year or 2 years ago or less? Do we order more bread, more buns, more, you know, more potato salad? You know, we're trying to
figure.
Yeah, and if we make the wrong decision, we can take, you know.
You take the hit.
Well, that's just it. And it's not that we take the hit. It's the organizations that we help that take the hit.
Yeah.
You know, we don't make the money for ourselves. We make it for all the other organizations in the community that we try to help out. And if we make good money, they get $200 donations, $500 donations, $1,000 donations from us. If we take a hit, they get $100, they get $200, you know, they get, everything moves exponentially.
Related.
So, you know, just...
go out there and eat fish.
Yeah, go out there and eat fish. And if we're a little behind, you know, you're always welcome to volunteer to help.
Yeah, that'll pick things up. There you go.
So, you know, so if it's going a little slow, just jump on the other side and help us out for a couple hours, and it'll go a little faster.
There you go. Make it better for somebody else.
But, you know, I just want to say one more thing. You know, I want to do a little shout-out because, you know, the Blue Line, we give them a good donation each year, but the Blue Line, the members of the Blue Line, I mean, they really step it up out there. You know, we need bodies, and last night, I don't know, we might have had 20 or 30 volunteers from the Blue Line Club helping us out.
Nice.
And we'll have another 20 or 30 or 40 maybe today and you know, during a couple shifts. And then, of course, there's Sunday. And the Fond du Lac Wrestling Club, they were out there helping us set up on Wednesday night, carrying picnic tables, you know, around, helping us, you know, set up the bar, set up. And the judo, it's hard for, I shouldn't be starting to single out organizations,
yeah,
because we would spend the whole hour show talking about that then. But the judo club from down at, you know, Lynn from down at
Olympic,
yeah, help me out here a little bit. You know, I'm trying to, you know, she's out there and she's got a great group of gals and, well, I shouldn't say gals, a great group of people there, you know, helping us out. And, you know, you wouldn't be getting fish sandwiches. You wouldn't be getting a bottle of water. You wouldn't be getting a dinner. You wouldn't be getting anything without those groups helping us out, because we, you know, it's like one Kiwanis person here and one there. And then it's all the other people that we're coordinating out there. And so anyway, I can't mention every organization, but I can tell you those are the top three that really come to bat for us.
Nice.
And if you're involved in an organization and you want funds, be sure to come to Lakeside Kiwanis and ask us, send us a letter, stop in at a meeting and we'll definitely consider it. And we'll definitely consider asking you to help, too.
Yeah, well.
So, anyway.
Totally fair. Anyhow. Yeah,
well, Radiman's is open today, too.
I was just going to ask
that. And
that was in there.
And so, anyway.
Rock happy.
Yeah, well, he was out at Wally Weekend, too, last night. And I got a chance to say hi to him for about 10 seconds. And was out there with his, you know, family, kids, boys. And so, you know, and it takes everybody to pitch in, and it's not easy. But anyway, Radiman's is open today, open till noon today. And just like we encourage everybody to call here early, go there early, too, because it gets busier as the morning goes along there, too. So
early is good.
So early is good. And, of course, as everybody knows, Radiman's is just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. And you can take Highway 41 or Highway 175, Main Street out of Fond du Lac, or Main Street out of Lemaira,
whichever direction
you're coming from, and then just cut across on County B. And as soon as you cross over 41 or exit off of the highway at County B, B as in boy, we're right there just, quarter mile up down the road towards Eden.
There you go. I got to get down there and get some fungicide. I noticed some powdery mildew on some bushes already, and it's dry. I was surprised to
wow.
see that.
Yeah, that's...
Well, we've had some humid, you know, this has been a humid week. Even it's dry, it's hot, it's windy, but, you know, there's a little... And now I got to, you know, you've got to be really careful applying any chemicals when it's this hot too. There's directions on every label, of course, but most of the time it'll say you don't spray anything on the foliage if it's 85 degrees or above.
That's why I haven't rushed down there this week.
And that pretty much narrows down last week and this week, because I don't know if we had any days where it didn't hit 85.
No, all week long it was.
So, you know, there too, you got to be super careful, because you can do more harm than good to plants if you're spraying things on their foliage during conditions like this. Now, you can, you know, pour it on the root systems. You can do things like that. Be a little careful with fertilizers right now, because, you know, and everybody says, well, it's a little... It's coming out a little weak. Should I fertilize it? No, just give it a little extra water, and, you know, let's get through this hot spell. And
yeah.
So
if you get the spray on early in the morning when it's cool and it's dry, then it's okay.
Well, it's pretty hard when it gets the overnight lows are, you know, 78 degrees, for heaven's sake. You know, you're
right
up to. And 85 isn't a hard, fast rule. You know, if it's at 84, it might not be the best idea either.
No, one spray I had said 80.
Right, and that's why I said you got to look, kind of read the label, because almost everyone will say 85, and some say 80 even.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 923-1450, lines are open. So you got a question. Boy, there should be a lot of questions, especially about watering.
Well, you know, and for the last 3, 4, 5 years, we get the calls, we get the questions, and people planted a new tree last year, 2 years ago, and I go, you know, you planted a tree 2 years ago, should I be watering? I go, no, don't be watering it. We're getting plenty of water. We're getting plenty of rain. Well, now, if you planted a tree 3 years ago, it might need water right now. If you planted a tree 2 years ago, it probably needs water. And if you planted a tree this year, you better, or last fall or late last summer, you better, well, I'll tell you right now, if you haven't watered it, you might as well not bother anymore because it's probably too late. So, you know, and with that being said, you know, about the time you, if you water your tree or you the leaves are crinkling up and dry, well, go ahead and water it because it'll come back. It's still only the first part of June, and they'll get new, trees are tough. That you water them and they'll grow. They might not grow back and look quite as pretty as what they did a couple weeks ago when things were going well, but still, you know, give it a good drink and try to catch up on the watering. And be careful not to water too frequently in these kind of conditions. You know, a tree still once a week is often enough, even when it's 95, humid, windy. If you're watering a bigger tree, you know, small plants, perennials, small shrubs there, you might need to water a couple times a week. 3 times a week, maybe if it's in a tough spot, but yeah. You can't overwater in one watering. You can only over frequently water. So just kind of always kind of keep that in mind. You could leave the garden hose on for 3 days and you wouldn't overwater a plant. But if you leave it on, if you water every day for 3 weeks, then you will over, even if you're only putting a gallon on it, that's...
Because it needs that...
It needs that drying out period in between.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, anyway,
we don't have any calls. Let's take our first break while we wait for that first call.
Yeah, I'll be wore out before the show starts otherwise. Anyway, Radiman's is open today. You can still get a delivery today if you give us a call at 920-922-7612. We're open till noon today, Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock.
All righty, 923-1450. Great time to call in your questions. Short break. You call first, we'll get you first.
Have you ever wondered, how can I save money better? It's hard to save money, and even harder to see that money grow with all the fees and requirements that banks have. This year, make the switch to Fond du Lac Credit Union. Whether you're saving for a new car, your first home, retirement, or just tucking away cash for a rainy day, we've got you covered. Not sure where to start? Our member consultants work with you to provide personalized saving options. Plus, ask about our Saver Sweepstakes account, where you'll get a chance to win money every month. Make saving easy this year and watch your money grow. Visit FDLCU.com or give us a call at 920-921-1123. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit, Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Let's go to A&W. sunshine and warm temps means it's a great time to roll into your locally owned A&W for a real fruit shake or sundae, bursting with real raspberry or real strawberry flavor in every sip or spoonful. Real fruit shakes and sundaes from your real home for summer flavor. A&W on Winnebago Drive near the entrance to Lakeside Park in Fond du Lac and in Oshkosh and Nina.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA-certified heavy-duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
KFIZA News Time, 8:25. We welcome you back to Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. And the listeners have become callers, and he gave up, so let's go to the next caller. You became number one.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a friend who has a raised garden and with a fence around it, and she felt so proud about starting her peppers from seed. And she planted them out along with kohlrabi and tomatoes and peas. Anyway, she gets out there and a plant is just nipped off. It's not eaten, but it's nipped off fairly close to the ground. And she goes out the next day and two more are just nipped off. She's replaced them. I don't think they've nipped off the other ones, but the peas weren't touched, the kohlrabis weren't touched, the tomatoes weren't touched. They suggested maybe a bird is doing it because they're not eating it. It's not the rabbit. Well,
I don't
know.
It's because so nothing really can get in there is kind of what you're saying.
And they just nip it off so that, of course, the plant is, so she replaces it. But she felt so proud of the seeds that she started, and they all get nipped off, and they only pick on the peppers. Probably a bird.
There's a creature called a cutworm too that would do that. They just eat through the base of it.
Oh, so is there something you could do? I did have trouble with a cutworm like on a zucchini plant a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, one thing you can do is you can make a little sleeve. Excuse me, out of aluminum. And just put it around the plant to keep the worms away from the base.
So if you take like aluminum foil and...
Aluminum foil or an aluminum can or a thin sheet of aluminum and just make a sleeve and cup it around the plant so that... And stuck, and that does the job. They can't get over that. They won't climb over it.
Really? Yeah. Could you put 7 or something like that on it?
Well, without, you know, it's kind of hard to tell you what to do to it until you know what you do. What
you could, read the label and see what it's good on that pesticide, see if it's good for cutworms.
Yeah.
Well, I would almost have more of a tendency to try more of a drench, you know, that you would pour on the root system if you're trying to...
Systemic. Yeah, you have to be careful of systemics if you're going to be eating the food off of it.
Yeah. Well, these are little plants yet, of course, and they're not blooming or anything. But okay, all right, I'll have to pass it on. Thank you.
Sure.
But maybe just like the aluminum foil trick might be, you know, or at least you can kind of see if until you figure out what your problem is.
Exactly. Yeah. And she only has, I think, 6 of them, so it's not like she has a whole field full.
Yeah, I had that problem before.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. 923-1450. Lines are open. If you have a question, now is a good time to give a shout. There is a secret caller coming today. No holiday from that.
Nope. Just one secret caller today, because otherwise by the time you'd pick up your fish filet dinner tickets out at Radiman's, you'd miss the... You could give one away for 2022, I guess.
There you go. Plan ahead. All right, we got another caller. Let's hit the phones again. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a question about my raspberry plants. Is there a fertilizer that can be put on them when I'm watering them?
Yeah, sure. Well, you could probably use, like, out at Radiman, some of, we have a couple different water soluble fertilizers, and basically what that is you mix it up in a sprinkling can or a 5-gallon bucket or a 2-gallon bucket for that matter, I guess, and then pour it around the plant. And I guess I would, you know, we've got a couple different formulations out there. You'd want to use more of the balanced one on raspberries. We've got like a 20-20-20 rather than the 30-10-10 type, because if you're trying to have, and what that does is it kind of builds up the root system. It helps the fruiting of the raspberries without getting a lot of foliage growth on them. And I'd be a little careful with any fertilizers right now just because it is pretty hot out. And
okay.
So, you know, you do it, try it, you know, with maybe just one or two scoops per 5-gallon bucket for now, and then wait a couple, 3 weeks and do it again, rather than putting 4 or 5 scoops in you want to just kind of keep them in good health right now rather than trying to overstimulate them, because it's just not, you don't want plants to just all of a sudden take off and grow. It's just too hot out right now.
Okay.
And who knows what it'll be like in a couple of weeks, but just the 10-day forecast calls for a lot of hot weather.
Are they growing and green right now? Are they doing pretty good?
Oh, yes, and they're starting to get berries on. Mm-hmm. So, I'll try that then.
Sure. Nope, that would be the best one to use at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All righty, we thank you for the call. Moving on to the next line. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hello. The broccoli plants that I have grown from seed, and on the picture of the envelope it said, let's get a nice big head of broccoli, and all they get is these little spindly things in. It's happened 2 years in a row now.
Well, I mean, that sounds to me like it is a, you know, fertilizer would help. And this, the same product that I just recommended to the caller ahead of you, and I'm not sure how well you can, when you turn your radio down to be on the air, then you don't hear the caller ahead of you. So we'll happily repeat that. And like out at Radiman's, we've got some Miracle-Gro and we've got some Fertiloam products and a few different ones, but the 20-20-20 would be a good one for what you're using there also. And then just mix it up in a sprinkling can. And you want to use those water-soluble fertilizers. They're really only good for, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. So you want to put a light mix it. Don't mix it real strong. And pour that around. Mix it up with water. It's a granular. And you mix it up in like a sprinkling can, and then you sprinkle it around, and then it dissolves. So you're just pouring a liquid on it as you're watering, and then you want to do that once every 2 to 3 weeks. And starting now, and that'll just, you know, it'll just build up the soil, build up the root system, and the stronger the plant you have, the better production you'll get out of it. And yeah, the pictures on the label are always the best one in the patch. You know, they aren't going to take a picture of the worst one in your garden. Yeah. So,
Does it get full sun?
No, it doesn't get any bolts. Gets these little white flowers from the broccoli. I think it's bad seed to begin with.
Well, if it's germinating, then the seed should be okay.
Well, the plants are more than a foot high, and all kinds of broccoli leaves are ready.
Uh-huh. Hale asked, how much sunlight or how much light are they getting?
Full sunlight.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, this even now the last 10 days have been so hot, plants don't like it that hot. So, you know, even if, you know, be sure to water real early in the morning. You know, the earlier the better there.
No, they're getting plenty of water.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you know, then I guess, you know, like I said, you have to just, I would try some of the fertilizer on them.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're, if you're, we've had the heat, we've had the humidity. Here's what plants need to grow. They need warm temperatures, they need sunlight, they need fertilizer, and they need water. And, of course, like you said, they need to have, you have to have a good seed to begin with.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that you're buying a good name brand seed. When you're, don't buy the generic ones. That few pennies that you save when you buy seed is no different than our grass seed out at Radiman's. You know, we use the best grass seed, and that's for the same reason. You want good seed, but then you still have to have all the other, you know, parts of the puzzle to put together. So I would try fertilizer for now, and then just be sure to keep watering. So,
all right, thank you.
Thank you for the call, and we'll move on to the next one. And they gave up also. Let's hit this call. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I was about a month ago, you were talking about a maple tree that you like compared to like the Autumn Blaze. I think it was a smaller variety.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to remember what I'm talking about?
Well, we have, you know, we grow several different varieties of maple, and of course, Autumn Blaze is one of the most popular, and that's because Autumn Blaze does the best at marketing. But, you know, one of my favorites is one called Red Point Maple.
That was the one, yeah.
And Red Point Maple, it grows not as fast as Autumn Blaze, but it'll grow as wide as an Autumn Blaze, but just not as tall. And so, you know, if you're looking for nice shade, you don't necessarily need a tree that gets 40, 50, 60 feet tall. You kind of need more of a rounder tree. And it doesn't matter if it grows a little bit slower, as long as it's got the right shape. And so Red Point is, and we have a few other ones too, but I like Red Point because it's just a nice combination of fast growth. We have no disease, insect problems that we're seeing with it. Sometimes the Autumn Blaze will get, you know, some of the mite problem, and with gall mites, things like that. We don't see that at all on these Red Point maples. Just a fantastic fall color. When we first started growing these Red Point maples, oh, maybe 15 years ago, I thought, wow, it's a nice tree. But now as we've planted them and sold some and transplanted some out into the landscape, and they've been out in people's yards for 15 years now, they're nice, you know, 25-foot trees, 25 feet across, and just the most gorgeous fall color. It's just fun to watch them. I take a picture of them every 3 or 4 days in the fall because they'll be purple, and then the next 3-4 days later, there's a little red and purple mix, and then pretty soon there's some orange and red mixed in there, and it's just fun to watch. And then it's like a dimensional color too. You look into the middle of the tree, and there's more purple, and the edges are more reds and golds and oranges, and so it's a nice tree all the way around. It'll have a few seeds. It won't have as many seeds as Autumn Blaze, but it will. It's not a completely seedless tree. So, you know, that is one drawback yet. But it has a few seeds. It doesn't have a lot of seeds. The seeds it does have are small. They're, to me, they're not bothersome. Some people, you know, try to limit that. But to me, it outweighs all the other problems, you know, of some of the other trees. So red point would be if I have a third of an acre in town and I have a third of an acre in town and I wanted one tree for my front yard or my backyard, I'd put a red point maple in. So
now with the frontier elm, is that a, you know, like East of Fond du Lac, would that be a hardy tree, like a zone 4, or is that
Frontier elm, you know, is another, it's another good tree. They like the moisture. We've had a little dieback in them. We've seen some dieback in them in some of the coldest winters. Not enough to kill the tree, just enough to have a few dead twigs. And it seems like it's maybe, we've been growing Frontier elm for probably 20 years now, maybe even longer. And maybe 3 or 4 years out of those 20 years, we've had a little winter burn on them, I'd say. Now, this year we didn't have any at all. They look great. A couple of years ago when we got that 60 below wind chill there for 4 or 5 days in the end of January, there we had a little damage on them. But, you know, they grow right back through that. It seems like it's not really damage to the root system. So I do like Frontier elm, too. I like the trees that kind of turn darkest red, you know, and Frontier does that too. It'll turn almost purple or burgundy to start with, and then it finishes out more with some yellows and oranges and reds. And Frontier elm, nice long-lasting fall color too, just like red point. Some trees you get fall color for 3-4 days. Some trees you get fall color for 2 weeks. And both Frontier elm, I mean, there was, I don't remember one, it was a couple years ago, we had a couple cold days and Frontier elm started turning color. And then we had some nice warm days. It had fall color for 3-4 weeks in the fall. It was just amazing. So I do like Frontier elm, and it's not one of the faster growing elms. Nice traditional vase shape elm. It won't get as big as the old American elms that we loved. It's got a little it's in the lacebark elm family. And that's the problem with lacebark elm. It's a zone 5 tree, but they'll do fine in Fond du Lac. They'll do fine in Oshkosh or anywhere around through here. You know, as you get up towards Stevens Point or Wausau or Marshfield, then maybe Frontier elm wouldn't be my first choice, because you're going to have more problems, you know, winter problems as you get further north and west. But eastern Wisconsin and southeastern, you know, Madison through there, Frontier elm is another really good choice. They like it. They can handle the moisture. They can handle our clay. That's why elms have traditionally done well in Fond du Lac, because they can handle our clay soils. Mm-hmm.
Like for a different location, would like a copper beech or any of them, are they hardy for this area? Tricolor beech.
Well, we don't grow or recommend tricolor beech or any of those beeches. And that doesn't mean to say you can't grow one in your yard. We can't grow them out south of Fond du Lac, out in the open fields. If you have the right location and a protected location, you can get away with them. It can be a little tricky. They can be a little frustrating, because they'll do fine for 5 years. They'll do fine for 7 years. Then, of course, we have that 60 below wind chill winter and then you're going to see some damage on them. And, of course, you know, then you have a decision to make. Do you let the tree recover, or do you, you know, take it out and plant a new one? And those are always tough decisions, especially after you've had a tree for, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So I don't like to plant tricolor or any of those European beech species, but that doesn't mean you couldn't try one if you have the right spot, you know. And when I say the right spot, it kind of means, you know, more protected. If you're out in like a brand new subdivision and it's wide open and the winds are howling through there, it's not going to do well there. So same thing with Japanese maple, some of these other things. You know, you can try them, see how they work. If they work in your yard, good for you. You know, find the right, you know, try a protected location, though.
Mm-hmm. 10 years down the line, though, you'd be disappointed if it died.
Well, and what to me, it doesn't, it's always that, if it would be as simple as it dying, it would kind of be easy. Then you could just plant something else there. But if it doesn't do well and it doesn't look as good as your friend that lives in Milwaukee down along the lake shore or further south, and you know, and then of course you're planting a tree for all the right reasons, but it's not performing. So then you would have just been better off planting a different tree that does well instead of trying to plant a tree that isn't going to do well. So, you know, it's hard for me to say with, you know, I can, you know, you, if you want to, you can email us out at Radiman's and send a few pictures or send some questions too, and, you know, I can kind of analyze your specific spot even and send it to info@radiman.com, info@radiman, and Radiman, RADEMANN, or just go to our website and do that. And if you want to email pictures, you know, then I can kind of look at it and kind of at least I can tell you got a 50-50 chance or a 60-40 or a 10% chance a lot of times just by, you know, and of course it's kind of a gut feeling, but at least you get an opinion.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah, a lot of good questions there. And hang on the line, you're actually our secret caller here this morning too, so Jerry's going to get your information.
So don't go away. I'll put you on hold here. We got to go into a break.
Yeah, well, our show is slipping away here today.
Yeah.
Radiman's is open today until noon, so you can stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You could take Highway 41 or Main Street out of Fond du Lac or Highway 175 and just east of Highway 41, a quarter mile on County B. Open till noon today, Monday through Friday till 5.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA-certified heavy-duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late-model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Summer is a great time to start home projects, but let's face it, some jobs are better left to the professionals. If you have fire, water, mold, or storm damage, ServiceMaster RRH is here to help. For over two decades, we have provided top quality restoration services in Wisconsin. Spend your summers on what matters to you and let us cover the rest. Visit us at smrrh.com or call us at 877-GO-DRY-IT. National strength, local expertise.
A reputation for being the best, the toughest zero-turn mower ever made doesn't come easy. It's earned by outworking, outperforming, and outdoing with horsepower, handling, and versatility. Introducing Bobcat Zero-Turn Mowers. Bring tough to turf. Buy a new Bobcat mower, get 0% APR for up to 48 months, and rebates up to $500. Miller Implement and Pro Motorsports of Fond du Lac. Online at workhardplayhard.net.
Hi, this is Austin with Badger Soft Water. Our local, independent, family-owned company has been proud to serve Fond du Lac and its surrounding communities' residential and commercial needs since 1945. We've been providing top-quality, high-efficiency water softeners, iron and sulfur filters, reverse osmosis, water coolers, and salt and bottled water delivery for 75 years. Visit our Facebook page or look us up on the web or call 920-921-2670. You deserve better water. You deserve Badger Soft Water.
Hey, Fizey News Time, 849. We are back. This week's edition of Landscape Smart brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Got a couple of callers who came in during the break, so let's head back to the phones. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air.
Good morning. How soon after the peonies are done blooming can you dehead them?
After they're done blooming, can you cut the blooms off them?
Yes.
As soon as they fade, just cut the bloom off. Of course, let the leaves grow because they add more energy to the root system. But, as soon as it's faded, it's kind of ugly. I cut most of mine off already. And otherwise, they get a seed pod up there that's not good for the plant, so... Just
you
want
it to
off.
Put it back into the energy of the root system,
right.
And the plant is and, so yeah, so yeah, almost any time now, really.
Yeah, I did all of mine already. The peonies pretty well peaked, but
now they're pooped.
But they do need tending just like ever to keep the roots healthy.
Yeah, keep.
In August, you could, if you need to divide them up, if they haven't been divided in a while, you can dig them up and break them up and give some tubers to friends that might want the same thing you have or add to your bed. But it's always a continuing process.
Alrighty, thank you for your help, and thanks for all the information you give us.
And we appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Hi, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Okay, I have the same question that man just had about peonies.
Uh-huh.
I have four of them, and on Memorial Day, they look gorgeous, and now they're all dying off, and I didn't know if it was because it's so dry or if I should be watering them or fertilizing them, but... How do you transplant them? I think some of mine are too big that they should be split.
Yeah. Well, first of all, just, you know, those blooms haven't died. They matured, and I hope you've kept watering them so that they stayed green and strong. But eventually when the blossoms fade, cut those stems off and keep watering it. And come August, you can dig those tubers up out of the ground and split them up and throw away anything that's not healthy looking and keep the healthy ones and also start or give them to friends or start a new bed, whatever you need to do with them. But they do need dividing periodically.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think mine are, because they're so big, I can hardly handle them anymore.
Oh, sure. That would help.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. A lot of times, by taking some out of there, too, you take some out, and then you basically fill the hole back in if you take out the edge and get some new fresh dirt around them, and that way they can can grow, and they'll actually do better by splitting them. So.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. So August would be the time to do it, you
yes,
said?
Yes, yes. August or after that.
Yeah, mid-August. Not
too soon.
Not too soon when it's still real hot.
Oh, it's
but,
so hot, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you can call us up the first or second week of August again and ask us, we get an update on our opinion, I guess. You know, because, well, I don't look at the weather so much day to day. I look more at 10-day outlooks and things like that. And so, you know, when it kind of gets into that mid-August time of year, when you think, well, should we be waiting you have to kind of decide. Mid-August can be like July, or it can be like September. Every year is a little different.
Yeah.
So if it's mid-August and it's looking more like September weather, then go ahead and do it. But if it's still real hot and dry, then maybe just wait another couple
of
weeks.
Wait a little longer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And before you do that, be sure to soften the soil, water it good so that it's good and soft and
they come out
easily.
Yeah, that's a good point, Hal. And whenever you're transplanting things like that, the best way to do it is water them about 3 days before you want to do it. You know, don't water them the day before or that morning. Then you've got a muddy mess.
Yeah,
but if you want to move some plants around, you know, next Saturday, we'll water them on Wednesday and don't try it next Saturday. It won't work.
Yeah, no. But
water them on Wednesday and Thursday and then move them on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long have you had them there?
Well, we bought the house in 88, and they've been there since then.
Oh, my goodness. Nice. They're ready.
So I think they're ready to be divided up.
Yes.
Yep, they are ready.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, good luck. 923-1450. Got time for maybe one more question. If you've got one, call now.
Yeah, you asked if we made money during the plant sale.
How did that turn
and,
out?
And they made $4,000.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good average year. Sometimes we made a little more, and of course, didn't even have it last year. But
they
learned
a
lot. They did a survey of what people liked and what they didn't like, and people like to get out and walk around and talk with other gardeners and so on. And so they're going to continue with all the good things that came out of that survey. And only thing we had left were some tomatoes, and we gave those to Salvation Army, who found homes for them. And so mm-hmm. all the plants got used. And
perfect. No waste.
Yes.
Well, that's always good, especially if you have a and the idea there in the Master Gardeners, just like the Kiwanis and it's another service organization. You know, they don't have parties with the money they make. They give it back to to a lot of good causes. So
right.
So that's why you're helping a lot of other people by, going to the Master Gardeners plant sale, all the organizations that they work with. So,
right. And it's our charter to be teaching and mm-hmm. Anything about horticulture. So we're mm-hmm. working on it.
All righty. 923-1450. Last call for questions, and you're on.
Hello. When you water a garden, does it make any difference if you water in the morning or the evening?
Well, it's always best to water earliest in the morning. You want the sun to come out and dry things off. If you're watering at night, you're going to have some problems with different mildews and funguses and things like that, because then those leaves are wet and the ground is wet and overnight, and that's when things like that breed. So you always want to water the earlier the better. Don't get water on the plants. Water acts somewhat like a magnifying glass if it's on the foliage, and you'll get spots and burn holes actually in the leaves of some plants if you're watering during the middle of the day too. So water at the base as much as you can. And do it as early in the day as you can.
Well, that's what I've been doing. I've been watering at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'm okay then.
Oh gosh,
yeah,
that's perfect.
Good,
that's the
good
best time.
Mm-hmm. Okay then, thank you.
All righty. Sure. The only problem around then sometimes is early mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, that's
the price you pay.
Yeah. It seems like there's always a problem one way or the other, isn't
there?
But
it's good for the plants.
But it's best for the plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. At early morning.
All righty. Mm-hmm. We're down to about a minute and a half left.
Yeah. But it's nice and cool in the morning, and things are waking up, and the birds are happy and letting you know. And
well, it's just time to, you know, just even just freshen get outside and
breathe.
And breathe, yeah.
It smells before good the morning.
Yeah, before the hectic part of the day, I guess.
Or before the heat moves in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty, you're open today.
Radiman's is open today. Open till noon on Saturdays and Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of Highway 41 on County Trunk B, B as in boy. You can still get a delivery today or any day next week, 920-922-7612.
Easy as that.
Come on out to Walleye Weekend. I'll be at the world's largest fish fry, actually more on the fish sandwich portion, but you'll see me wandering around most everywhere in our area. Come out and say hi. I probably won't know your name. I won't recognize your face, but you can say hi, Ron.
The enjoyment of radio. Thanks, Hal. Thanks, Ron, and thank you for your calls. And we will be back next week with another edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. KFIZ Fond du Lac, 9 o'clock.